This is Christine Crawford from WWF. I'm here at the Ballanderry Fish Hatchery in County Tyrone with Mark Horden for an update on the Ripple project. Mark, what is the latest on the Ballanderry River?
Well, the project is still going strong. As many people will know who are involved in the project, it's now a year and a half into delivering the visions for the river, which the community came up with. There's four key visions of wanting to see better access along the river. People want to have a better understanding of the river environment. They want to see a cleaner river, and they also want to see more wildlife in and along the river. And there's a whole lot of actions behind each of those visions, which will help the community achieve those visions for the Ballanderry. So the group of Ripple champions or volunteers who have adopted those actions have been working very, very hard to see those actions through. And there's a number of examples I could give you of what's been achieved so far. In terms of access project, we have actually identified a place for a new walk on the Ballanderry River, and we have been working with the Cookstown District Council and the Woodland Trust to create a brand new walkway from the existing Cabin Wood right up to the Prince of Wales Bridge along the Killamoon River. That's a very, very exciting project. It's bringing a new access point to the river. It will allow people to walk along the river that they haven't been able to walk along before and learn about it through interpretation. In terms of the vision of wanting a better understanding of the river environment, there is another champion, Vicky Graham, who is looking at ways in which she can get more young people involved in the river through activities like canoeing and rafting, orienteering, and all sorts of river-based activities. Then if we looked at the vision of clean water, there's lots of different projects starting on that. For example, looking at how we can manage septic tanks in the catchment, raise people's awareness of the impact they can have on water quality, and how everyone can play their part in cleaning up the river environment. And then for more wildlife, again, we have a champion, Kevin Johnson, who is creating a wildlife atlas for the river. We're having all sorts of surveys done while we're out and about on the river banks, and we're looking at eradicating the giant hogweed, which is no small undertaking. But the community have made an impression on that by actually killing off or starting to kill off the hogweed from its source at Drummanna Forest Park as it joins the main Ballanderry River. So that's just a few examples from each of the visions in the plan.
Excellent. And is there anything else that's been happening recently that you'd like to add?
Well, I suppose linked directly to Ripple, but very relevant to Ripple, was a recent conference we had in Cookstown, where river enthusiasts and specialists came from across the UK and Ireland just in May. And we had a great conference where everyone shared their learning and ideas about how we can protect our rivers for the future. Because obviously everyone is now having to look at this for the Water Framework Directive and Habitats Directive and so on. And a lot of these directives mean very little to people on the ground. And it's projects like Ripple which actually translate these sometimes boring directives into very exciting projects so that people can actually get involved in managing the river environment. And in the long run, it will help deliver some of these EU objectives, which we have to do.
Thank you very much, Mark.